You're the senior. You take off.
Yeah. Governor, what are you telling Farm Bureau members here at the meeting today?
You know, I think one thing, just how bright the future looks for agriculture and a lot of positive things happening in the state that's going to affect agriculture. I think I'm going to speak a little bit about some of the trade agreements that were made over the week and some of the things that have occurred over the weekend. But really just to make sure to understand that how important they are to the state of Missouri and where agriculture is headed in the future with technology and some of the research and some of the STEM bill that we signed earlier, which is with science and technology, engineering and math, how that's going to affect them in the future. So really just talk about the future a little bit and how much we really appreciate what they do in this state.
What immediately comes to mind for you is how the meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi will affect Missouri.
Yeah, I think that was huge. I think that meeting was huge, and I think you're going to see those markets open up a little bit more. And I hope on the cattle and the row crop and all of our exports are going to kind of improve there. You know, I think sometimes you have to kind of think outside the box to really make changes, and that's difficult to do sometimes in bureaucracy. But I think I think we're going to be better off at the end of these deals when they're done than we were before, and I think that's all we can ask for. It's just tough being a little patient sometimes when you're a farmer and everybody tells you just to hang on. You know, when our livelihood's there and we go through droughts and cattle markets fluctuate, row crop. But at the end of the day, I think it's the right thing to do.
Governor, after this 90-day period is up, do you think that China will repeal some of the retaliatory tariffs they've placed on U.S. products?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're going to have a better insight to that, probably Senator Blunt would than I would. But, yes, I believe in the long run they will, because the thing about it is they need our product. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they can just cut the spigot off either and say, okay, we're going to do without you, because they can't. Mm-hmm. They depend on what comes out of the United States of America, so, and especially for Missouri. So I think there's still a lot of opportunities out there. And I really think at the end of the day they're going to come up with an agreement.
Senator Blunt spoke of the transportation issues in the state of Missouri. I'm sure that's something you're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. We got to move forward. You know, the voters decided what they wanted to do, what they didn't want to do, but still the problem exists. So we got to move forward. We've got to find solutions. So we're working on that every day up there to try to figure out if there's another means, another way. But the reality of it is those problems still exist, and we got to figure out a way to fix them.
The U.S. Congress is about to pass a new farm bill, which will include, among other things, fully legalize growing hemp. What types of opportunities do you think that provision or other provisions in the new farm bill could open up for Missouri farmers?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people interested in that on the hemp side of it, and I think you'll see a lot of farmers go into that side of it. So mm-hmm. I think it's another day, it's another opportunity, and if we're going to put it out there and if we're going to do it, then Missouri needs to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Much appreciated.